Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Winding down another week in this world of chaos. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah.
And it is truly a wild world, and especially in thinking about how 100 years ago, I don't know if, I'm sure all of you remember this because these were not removed that long ago, but there used to actually be insane asylums. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There used to be huge buildings that were
right.
Surrounded by fenced, I mean, well-fenced borders.
Yeah.
And so these insane asylums housed people. Like we're seeing in office today.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, the insane that have nowhere else to go, apparently, are just running for office.
Yeah, I was going to say, now the lunatics are building quarantine facilities for us.
Yes, right, right. You know, it's like there was, I back in the days when people had common sense and they had insane asylums and people were committed to them.
Right.
And those people were required to wear... you know, in some cases, straight jackets.
Right.
And they were put in little padded round rooms for a reason, right?
Yeah, so they can't hurt themselves.
Exactly.
And like most of Congress and this entire regime at the executive branch needs to be in little padded rooms where they can't hurt themselves or anyone else.
They do, because look what happens when you don't contain these kind of people, right?
Yeah. And well, like you said, and we're going to talk about this, we've got a great audio clip from a minister of parliament testifying in Australia about what happened at a pre-UN summit about what they have planned for the world's food supply.
Right.
You know, so it's just alarming. It's. Oh, we'll let you guys listen to it. Before we go any further, I just found out that the... day before yesterday, Randy Weaver from Ruby Ridge passed away at 74 years old. His daughter confirmed that.
Wow.
And Sarah Weaver confirmed that her dad passed away. So I think we all remember that. We all remember where we were when that first kicked off and when Vicky Weaver was shot and murdered by Lon Horiuchi, the FBI sniper, while she was holding her infant breastfeeding infant in her arms, shot her, killed her, dead, right in the head.
That's right.
And I've seen him a couple times at events. He's shown up to one time at a gun show, and he was speaking to people, and then another Patriot event. So, rest in peace, Randy Weaver.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was the event that was like, the pivotal event where everything since has always been compared to something like that, you know?
Right. That, and of course, right about the same time, in that same time window, was the Branch Davidian standoff, you know?
And the Freeman standoff in Montana.
Yeah, that came quite several years after that.
Same general era.
Yeah, 90s. And of course, that's when Clinton was in making deals to sell the United States out to China.
Yep, that's
and,
right.
And the first, I guess, the tightening of the noose, you know, on the war against the Patriots,
right,
really began there, and that's where the demonization of Patriots in general really began. Of course, it got really kicked up after Bush left office and the 44th president, who shall not be named, picked right up where Clinton left off.
Well, you know, that I would be very interested in finding out the actual data for when all the insane asylums started shutting down, to tell you the truth, because I remember those started closing down right about the same time.
I thought it was the 80s. I'd have to look again.
Well, because I know that there were still some around in Washington State in like 2010, 2012,
right,
as far as I know. And so there are still some stragglers left, but they eventually all got shut down.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have to say that it kind of is remarkable what happens if you're going to look at it from that context, you know.
Can you imagine these individuals being in charge today? If they had still institutionalized insane asylums, they'd be full of Christians and patriots.
Well, I don't know. I think they would probably be full of the people out there that are woke.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, because those are the kind of people that fill those places. And
right.
And the more problems that you have in society, you know, like these kind of people, when they can't function, they can't think, they can't do anything but like throw temper tantrums on a sidewalk and in public, that's called nutty. And there's different people that would be committed for stuff like that.
Sure.
even 20, 25 years ago. And the cops would show up and arrest those people, handcuff them, because they're a danger to society. Right?
Well, and the other thing would never be allowed, like what they're planning with this LGBTQ grooming gala that they're going to be throwing in the park in Coeur d'Alene on June 11th.
Right.
You know, grooming our children for sexual exploitation, for sexual deviancy, and now Antifa is going to show up to confront the patriots.
Well,
right?
It says that they're there to protect the LGBT community,
right.
But that's funny because, okay, well, I guess they better just plan on being bored because nobody attacks them. So what exactly is that they're saying? They're actually trying to say that we would be there to attack the gay people. That nothing could be further from the truth. If
right.
there were gay people there, nobody's going to bother them at all, let alone attack them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so just the statement that they're trying to invent this scenario that we're there to attack them.
Right.
You know, and that's so preposterous.
The Northwest, the Patriots, the Panhandle Patriots Riding Club, who are sponsoring this, majority of them are Christian patriots. And so they are changing the name of this from Gun Delane in commemoration of when all the Patriots turned out armed to protect Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint 2 years ago. They are changing that to a day of prayer to stand against the perversion of our children, targeting our children for that. So it's going to be a march and a day of prayer. They're going to reschedule Gun Delane so armed patriots can show up in commemoration of that at a later date to be announced. So
That's right.
Yeah, they just put that announcement out yesterday. So
Well, that shows that our side has common sense and the other side doesn't. All they have is lies and name calling and trying to frame up some situation that
right.
they can use against people to, you know, to suit their agenda. And so it's not going to happen.
Yeah, they've essentially, they tried hijacking the Patriot event.
Right.
And with the intent of instigating some type of confrontation so that, of course, all of our legacy media and local newspapers and television stations, which are all communist propaganda platforms now, can get there and try to exploit that, you know, highlight the violence, you know, that was caused by the Patriots, you know, shoving their ideas on other people. Well, they're just going to turn it into a day of prayer and just kind of take the wind out of the sails of the instigators.
And on a micro scale, this is exactly the Biden move that happened in Ukraine. You know, I mean, like, seriously, like, we would just be there having just a day of remembrance, basically, like this is a celebration, this was cool, and nothing else would be going on. And so then they're going to up the ante by having some gay pride thing, you know, in the same place at
right.
the same time. So there's Biden telling Ukraine to join NATO, right? That's that whole impetus. And then we're going to back it up with, hey, if anything happens, then we're gonna stomp them right there. That would be Biden's response to Russia's getting involved.
Yeah.
You know,
we're gonna pervert your children, and we're so scared now that we are inviting Antifa to come and provide protection for us.
Yes,
because we know those judgmental patriot Christian people, intolerant, inclusive types or exclusive types, are going to be attacking us.
Right.
So they're going to defend. They're going to protect the perverts. So
yeah. They have to go in to protect the perverts. It's so bizarre. That is so bizarre. I mean, and you just have to keep in mind who started it. We started a plan to just have a nice celebration by ourselves, by the way.
Right.
And to keep the peace. That was the whole victory of that whole thing, was that everybody showed up to keep the peace.
Yes.
Right. And so the fact that then they instantly went, oh, hey, we're gonna go turn this into a violent event, right?
Yep.
That's exactly what they did.
Exactly.
They even picked the same place and day.
Yep.
You know? Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's just to be expected.
That's how they are.
The times we're in, and wow.
Well, there's plenty of wide open warehouses we could just reinstitute as insane asylums, and you know what? Look, just round them all up while they're all in one place. Hey, let's put them back where they belong, so they can't harm people, for crying out loud.
Violent communist revolutionaries and those that are targeting our children to pervert them off the streets.
That's right.
Make America safe again.
There you have it, Massa.
Massa. All right. We've got the word of the day. We're looking forward to that. And I have no idea. It's going to be a surprise for me. So what has the Lord revealed to you today to share?
Well, something awesome as usual, because that's what the Lord is. The Lord is awesome. And so it comes to us from Psalm 139, verses 13 through 22, which read, oh, this is so beautiful. In response to all of the craziness happening around the abortion Roe versus Wade issue and all the insane people losing their minds over it, right? Well, here's something that kind of falls right in line with that and in a random turning. So God is great. It reads, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would say, slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies."
Wow.
And that's it. Yeah, so...
Know your enemy.
Know your enemy is
and don't be
right.
afraid to identify him as such.
Know your enemy, and even better, know who has your back, and that would be the Lord.
Yeah.
Yep. So...
Absolutely. That's a great scripture. That's
phenomenal.
Keep that address out one more time.
The address. Okay, let's kick that address out in the Bible. It's Psalm 139, verses 13 through 22, which is just... a wonderful, wonderful statement that fits perfectly with this week with Roe versus Wade, and how everybody that is so for the killing and dismembering of babies in the womb, and even afterwards, you know, but God says, "I will praise you." Well, David says to God, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." And so, all of these babies are fearfully and wonderfully made, knitted together in the mother's womb, and so this is clearly a violation and an abomination to the Lord.
Yes, it is.
So. You know.
Well, thank you for that. That's a really good one.
Yeah, praise God.
You know, this is as we're watching the, you know, now this COVID is now rearing its head again. Biden, who's pro-abortion, says we need to, you know, put these new measures in place to save lives.
Right.
You know, as he's calling for the murdering of these children that are being knitted together by God.
Yep.
They want to dismember them before they even can take their first breath.
Yeah.
And God's not going to let that go without paying a price for that. And that's going to come down on our nation, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, definitely. And at least those who aren't, you know, that don't actually despise it. You know,
right.
I mean,
right.
there's all sorts of different texts in the Bible where God is actually watching for those whose responses are even incorrect. Even if they do nothing in a certain situation, if they dislike it, if they speak out against it, then he spares those people.
Yeah.
And so he watches how we react to all sorts of different things. And those who just are willing to go along with it or just go, oh, well,
yep,
or whatever, he counts them as the guilty that are going to actually be destroyed.
Absolutely.
In all sorts of different situations.
Yep. Not to speak is to speak.
Yep, that's right.
If you're silent on it and don't take a stand against it, that blood's on your hands too.
Right.
You can say, oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but he knows those who are disgusted by these things too.
That's right.
And disgusted by injustice and not caring for people. And he watches everybody and how they respond to all of it.
Right.
So I think that's where it comes into play, where the Beatitudes, where Jesus ups the ante for you shall love God and love your brother in your heart too.
Yes.
Not just in your physical actions, not just through the Ten Commandments, but in your thoughts, because God's watching those too. That is where everything starts and ends, is in your thoughts, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so even if you are just sitting there thinking, I hate that so much. I hate the fact that abortion is going on. I'm plagued by all of this horror that's around me that is so overwhelming. I can't even do anything about it. God is aware of those thoughts, and he supports you in that.
Yep. All right. Well, that's good stuff. Thank you for that. And we'll go ahead and take a quick break here. This segment is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that's the podcast there with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. And don't forget that event coming up on July 30th in Missoula, Montana. Lady Liberty and I are going to be speaking at that, so make sure you get that on your calendar. And you can check out their website at prepping2-0.com. And this is The Morning Commute. We'll be back right after these messages.
Communist goal was to kill the concept of freedom and to indoctrinate a new generation with atheism and hatred of the free world. Children were a prime target.
We need to focus every inch of our being on climate change, because if we fail to do so, then all our achievements and progress have been for nothing.
Parroting words supplied by the Kremlin.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you guys are having a safe and blessed commute this morning. Oh, this segment two here is brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you ready for his imminent return. Check it out at JesusAppears.com. Don't be left behind. You don't want to be living under the rule of these psychotics that are taking control of the world. Right, Lady Liberty?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple things. I've got an audio clip coming up here from a Minister of Parliament giving a briefing on the United Nations their assembly, their meeting, their conference. And now remember, this is like right on the heels of this baby formula shortage now.
Yeah.
A baby food crisis recently hit the U.S. and now is affecting Canada. And they're saying that it's exacerbated by, but not the initial cause. We can't seem to get to the bottom of that. But it's exacerbated by a major product recall by Abbott Nutrition, which voluntarily pulled from shelves 3 of its brands of powdered baby formula after reports of bacterial infection and illness among infant consumers, including 2 who died. I wonder what the truth of that is.
Okay, so here's what
did they vaccinate them?
Here's what I right, exactly. So here's some interesting input about this whole baby formula shortage mystery, right? Okay, so I have this picture here of Congresswoman Kamak. It says here, the government is sending pallets and pallets of formula to where? The border.
Yep.
That's right, for illegals. Congresswoman Kamak has photos of pallets of formula they just received. Photo sent to her from the Border Patrol. So she's sitting here holding up this picture of these pallets of baby formula.
Yep.
And so everybody's wondering, where has all this baby formula gone? Well, guess what? It just went to our border for the illegals, and the Border Patrol is even sending back pictures of it. I'd like to see them explain that.
Yeah, because how much are they sending to Ukraine?
Because what is the ruse about, because there's a bacterial problem with it? Is that their little lie so that they can have all these corporations help out all of the illegal people at our border that are coming in to cross? And we even have the Republicans demanding the Biden admin address nationwide baby formula shortage. Well, I don't think they need to go that far to really figure that out, especially when Congresswoman Kamak already has photos and documentation as to where all of this is going.
That's right. And on top of that, right now, remember we said, tyrants always target food. Food has always been weaponized.
Yep.
These people want to get rid of useless eaters. Don't believe for a minute that these people are trying to figure out when they come up with AI and all these artificial intelligence human beings that Harari is talking about creating with the technology we have. What are we going to do with all these bored people? Oh, we'll probably have to pacify them with drugs and video games. That was his answer.
And
I'm like, don't believe it for a minute. They have murder on their minds. Yep. They are not going to come up with drugs and video games to keep you preoccupied because they got robots doing all the manual labor now. They plan on killing people. And one of the ways they're going to do that is through the food supply. Wholesale inflation climbs 11% just in April. And now we're looking at, food, grain now up 41%. Eggs up 161%. Now they're recalling baby formula, which is becoming a shortage now, which is expanding beyond the United States and Canada.
A contrived shortage.
Right. So now, including the beef, it's unsustainable. It's covered in Lady Liberty's book, The Perils of Sustainable Development, how they are targeting meat, specifically red meat. And guess what? While they're eating steaks, they want you to eat bugs. You think I'm kidding? Listen to this briefing from this Ministry of Parliament in Australia. This is not an Australian thing either. This is the United Nations plan for the global food supply for protein. Listen.
United Nations Food Systems pre-summit last week in Rome recommended a dietary limit of 14 grams of red meat per person per day. That's one bite. As a servant to the people of Queensland and Australia, I'm appalled, and I'll explain how this is an attack on our farmers and on every Australian. The pre-summit recommended the introduction of a worldwide environmental tax on meat of $1.60 per kilo for cattle grazing on pasture, yet not for cattle raised in intensive feedlots. My colleague, Bob Catter, rightly pointed out, this UN measure will take 2.4 billion kilos of protein off the market, starving 80 million people of protein. Yes, go the UN! The third recommendation of the food systems pre-summit is to move food production within reach of population centres and produce whatever protein and nutrition is possible in that region. These three United Nations proposals will destroy rural Australia, wipe out family farms, crash real estate prices and further hollow out country towns for no benefit to us. There's no better source of protein than red meat, yet our supermarkets now stock protein and fake food products made from crickets. Why? Because billionaires can't make enough profit out of cattle. It's a variable industry with good times and bad. Billionaires can, though, make money on intensive cultivation of bugs for protein. This breaks the reliance on nature's weather and allows scheduled production of a food-like substance with great profit margins and low fulfillment costs. This satisfies the UN dictate for short-chain supply. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization is literally directing the replacement of red meat with bug protein. Skeptics can even attend one of the regular UN bug tastings where journalists are encouraged to extol the virtues of bug cuisine. The CSIRO has fallen in line behind the UN, publishing a 64-page love letter on the delights of eating bugs entitled Edible Insects, a Roadmap. Looking through the glossy pages, we see the CSIRO advocates our future should include insect milkshakes, bug ice cream and granola bars made from dried cockroaches. I'm not making any of this up. It's real. This is happening and we taxpayers are paying for it thanks to the Morrison-Joyce government. For those who think they're eating an environmentally friendly product, think again. A fake hamburger patty using plant or bug protein contains 20 chemicals found in pet food. That's all the UN and their quislings in our federal government think the public deserve, pet food.
There you go. And that was just the pared down, shortened version of it. This is like a little over 5 minutes long, I believe. I got that from Simon Roche from South Africa. But Lady Liberty, you had something you wanted to say on that.
Oh my gosh, that's so horrifying. Bug ice cream, bug granola bars, bug patties in place of hamburgers, right?
Yeah.
And another interesting point he made is the tax on pasture-raised beef, but not on CAFO, like concentrated animal operations produced beef. Wow.
That's right. Yep. We're going to talk about that in the last segment on Sunday night's podcast. So join us then. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Have a safe weekend.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.